Welcome to Ascending with the Arcturians, with your host, Vivian Chevette. Vivian is an Arcturian hybrid, intergalactic healer, and universal communicator. Join us as we explore an era of quantum consciousness and vibrational shift. Human beings are essence of supreme light, expressed as sentient physical life forms. Our unique soul design contains our blueprint that leads us to light body ascension. We are here to help you evolve beyond this third physical dimension, transcend the past, heal soul wounds, integrate life lessons, and embrace the divine matrix. More than a show, it is an experience that invites you to awaken to the truth of your higher self. Are you ready to return to universal oneness? Ascending with the Arcturians begins now.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Ascending with the Arcturian. I am your host, Vivian Chauvet, and you're here on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in again. We have an amazing episode. Today we're going to be doing a special spring equinox with my beloved star family, the Arcturians. It's going to be an amazing full hour, so make sure you stay tuned. There's going to be a lot of information we're going to share about the full moon. We're going to have cosmic messages for you. We're going to do some techniques. We're going to talk a little bit about the Arcturians and much more. So yes, today, March 26th, we just went through the spring equinox. We can still feel the renewal and the new energy. We just moved through it on March 21st. And we are also right after the equinox and right before a very powerful full moon. So let's take a look at what does it mean for you and what does it mean for all of us on the planet. So spring equinox, it's really an invitation to return to a more perfect state of balance, equilibrium, equality. We are also seeing a more paced relationship between what we call dark and light, polarization and unification. It starts to harmonize itself. It's taking off the extreme of edges of the polarization of duality. It's a time for rebirth. It's a time for deep soul cleansing and to welcome also new aspect of self. And that's a powerful one. A time to let go of older version of self and welcome newer, higher version of self. So the question we have for you today on the show is, what higher aspect of self will you call in for the spring equinox? Now, what is it you're going to be calling in? Whether it's calling in into more connection to your higher self, more soul essence, calling into more soul expression, calling in aspect of you that is also maybe coming from other timelines that will help you to stimulate, have more conscious access to your own gifts. So what will you call in on this beautiful time of the spring equinox, as nature is also giving a rebirth and nature is moving into a reawakening? So that's a good question that we leave for you to meditate upon and see that, allow yourself, how will I reinvent myself for the spring equinox moving into the spring and all the way to the summer solstice? So that's a powerful period right now. Spring brings clarity, illumination. It's a time to let go. And the symbology of opening your windows, opening your doors, and allowing the old dust be transformed into higher form, allowing fresh breath, fresh energy to come in, to be very clear and to get on clarity and be very clear on what we wish to see grow in our lives. What time of harvest do you wish to experience? So we had the first question for you. What higher aspect will you be calling in? And also, what growth in your life will you see? What do you wish to harvest in your life? So these are really powerful time of reflection. So you can be done in nature. You can be done just sitting outside as temperature allows it. Or you can be also in your favorite place in your home and just go into that connection. It's a conscious connection in asking yourself these two powerful questions. Equinox also represent a time to ease. The ease, the end of struggle. The struggle between the polarization, between darks and light, between duality, between what's wrong, what's right, and also etiquettes or other form of core values. Equinox also represent a journey of the sun, and the sun journey represent a journey of the universe. So there's a lot also of solar frequencies that's coming back to the earth, bathing the earth, and also aligning our own auric field to illuminate with this golden energy. What is also profound about the spring equinox that we observe for you on this planet is that it's also a return to a more organic, more natural way of healing yourself, healing the earth, a more organic, more natural way to interact with higher aspect of ourselves, and also how we open up our connection to the solar realms. It's a time to restore. It's the restoration of the great sacred feminine expression of divinity and the feminine energy on the planet. This is why we are letting go of the technology, putting the devices on the side. We don't need a machine to let us know how high your frequencies are. There's no need to have machines to tell us how bright and luminous your auric field is. We are returning to that more organic way of connecting to our own innate faculties of healing, of increasing our light, of rising in our consciousness, rising in frequencies. And everything is an invitation for you to go more inward and connect with your inner universe and this inner matrix of life that you carry within you. So this is why the spring equinox has this beautiful quality of to return to this organic way of connecting, communicating, feeling, healing, even the way we eat, eating habits. More uplifted, lighter, more aligned with the crystallization of our body. And we know that the physical body is moving from being the density of carbon-based to a more crystallized light structure. So that means you have to give your body also the proper fuel, the proper elements, you know, the proper food that also represent that lightness. I can tell you that when I became a vegetarian over 25 years ago already, it made a huge difference in the acceleration of my awakening. My gift became much more attuned, and I can feel that my natural inner, I call it my inner octurne antenna, to receive channeling information, connecting into a more holographic telepathic ways with my own collective and other beings become much more precise, more open, and also more profound in my connection. It made a big, big difference for me. And also my body has adjusted, and I feel this lightness of beingness within myself ever since. So that's an example I want to share with you based on own experience, what that meant for me. And you'll see that as you move into a new form of way of living, more conscious living, even the way you choose your food, for example, you reach the point of no return. It's like the more you evolve, the more you look back on the journey and you go, I cannot go back the way things were. It's impossible. I'm way too far ahead on my journey and on my spiritual enlightenment. And that's also showing you how far you are moving along in spite of the challenges. So trust yourself. What is interesting also, like we talked about earlier, it's on March 28, we also have a very specific full moon. I don't necessarily talk about the full moon, but this one, it's called a divine full moon in the sign of Libra. And I find very interesting how it is so in connection with the spring equinox. So apparently, according to many experts and astrologers and other experts in the field, that this particular full moon in Libra on March 28 will be one of the most divine and one of the most beneficial full moon of 2021. So this is why I make a point to mention this full moon. It's really inviting us to get in touch with a deeper desire for balance and restoration. And there's something more that is calling us, this deep soul desire to return to that state of balance and restoration. So it will be under the rulership of Venus. And Venus, it's all about a heart element. It's an air element. So according to that rulership of Venus, this full moon will help us in shedding light, shedding on more light on what needs to be cleansed, what needs to be resolved, what needs to be brought into a natural equilibrium and a state of balance. And like Libra, the sign, it's about that cosmic scale of justice and balance. So very important for you to follow your inner guidance, your intuition, listen to your inner powerful inner notches. And that's also another thing that is also more uncovering, undiscovering for you. We feel that collectively everyone is moving into a state of better alignment with oneself, where this inner guidance become a natural state, very natural to rely on. So it gives you an opportunity to let go of codependency. To be codependent, whether it's on prediction, whether it's, you know, news, whether it's what has been said out there by others. It's more in terms of extracting what you are hearing in terms of channeling, in terms of information, in terms of knowledge, and also allowing your inner powerful intuitive center combined with the power of your inner soul, the wisdom of your soul, to see, okay, that information is in alignment with what I'm receiving. I know that I am in resonance with it, and I know this is for me, and I can integrate those point of knowledge that I'm receiving from other source, as opposed to contradiction information that may create a little bit of disharmonic energy within you. Then right away, address that, pay attention to those nudges, pay attention to may feel a little bit disharmonic, out of balance, out of harmony. Makes sense, right? Absolutely. So part of also the spring equinox as an opportunity, it's about discovering your own divine blueprint. And discovering your divine blueprint is truly a journey. So you have your divine blueprint contains what we call your divine mission statement. And that divine mission statement is telling you what you're here to do. It connects you with your life purpose. So part of uncovering and discovering more and more on your journey, your divine purpose, it's about listening to your talents, listening to the information your life experiences have brought you so far. To be able to see that, to have the knowledge and the knowingness within you that you are accomplishing what you're meant to share with the world. What are you meant to share with the world? Are you a natural channel? Are you a natural artist? Are you simply someone who have an ability to speak with everyone at any place, even in a stranger place, and uplift the spirit of everyone? That's a gift in itself. Makes sense, right? So your soul blueprint, or what we call your soul design, is the design within your divine blueprint. It is the life purpose that you've come at the soul level to experience and unfold and share with the world in your life. So think of your soul design that is a part of your divine blueprint as a guided star. Your soul design is your most accurate inner GPS, if you want, your navigational system that guides you along the way. What you But you look at life choices where you are, or people would say, well, my life choices feel it's out of balance or out of alignment. Look at the extraction behind it. What ultimately has led you to that place? So there's always a purpose behind it. So when you start to align yourself with your inner knowledge and you listen more and more to those intuition, those nudges, your gut feeling, you start to also ask different questions. I ask for my soul design or my soul blueprint to be revealed to me at a more appropriate time, always when it supports me the best. So this way you can tell that this map or this inner GPS is guiding you step by step. And you will see that you start to connect the dots together on your life map, your life path. And you will see that everything has been very much so connecting you to where you are now, and especially where things are moving forward. So this is why we want to bring the aspect of soul blueprint, your soul design. And this is something we also help our clients a lot to get an alignment with your own soul design. And this is what we call living life by soul design. And this is exactly what your soul has planned prior to your incarnation. So what a most perfect time to include that, intention when you are moving to the renewal of spring equinox energy and bringing forth higher aspect of self, what you'll be calling in, as well as what you wish to harvest moving forward in the next few months. So you see how it forms a bigger picture, or everything is very much interconnected and intertwined with each other. Remember to breathe, to let everything flow with divine ease and divine grace. So we're going to take a short break right here on Ascending with the Octurians. And when we come back from the breaks, we're going to talk about a little bit about my Octurian soul group. We want to talk about them. We're going to also give you some cosmic messages. We have the very potent message for you. Talk about the earth grids and much more. So stay tuned here on Transformation Talk Radio. We will be right back on Ascending with the Octurians.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Can't get enough of I of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm a big fan of yours, and of y'all's wisdom has been very valuable to me. I've been curious, kind of stuck and not sure which direction to go, and having the motivation, you know, to do that as well. So thank you very much. It's a beautiful message. Thank you very much.
It is a beautiful message.
It's very comforting and a great reminder.
And we're back on Ascending with the Arcturian with me, your host, Vivian Chauvet. We're here on Transformation Talk Radio. And before the break, we were talking about spring equinox, the renewal, and what it brings for you. We'll talk about also your divine blueprint, as well as your soul design. And our soul design contain your soul life purpose and how you allow yourself to get in touch with it. Now, we want to take a moment to talk a little bit about my Arcturian connections. As many of you know and don't know, I am what's called an Arcturian hybrid, a very advanced form of hybrid. I'm a prototype that has been put together a long time ago. So what it means to be a hybrid, it means that genetically I am a blend of her human mother and an Arcturian father. And that's what the term hybrid means. And so I am deeply and connected with my star family, as I'm also very closely working with other interstellar groups. But when it comes to the Arcturians is that we, as a civilization, we are one of the most spiritually and consciously advanced interstellar groups known to this quadrant. What it means is that is known to this part of the galaxy in your solar system. So your solar system and the Earth is like a space where there are so many other groups, or ET groups, if you want, that come and interact with the Earth and have been over generation. So your space in your solar system and around the Earth is look like a little bit like a mixed bag of candies where there's so many different flavors, so to speak, different intention, different frequency, a different state of consciousness, different state of evolution. It's very diversified. And the reason why we're bringing that is that, you know, it has been brought up to our attention a lot lately that the word Arcturian has been used a lot. And sometimes it is used in a misaligned form. So whenever you hear, anytime you hear or you read or receive contradictory information or information that is charged with some negative connotations, whether it's towards a star civilization like the Arcturians, for example, ask yourself, that higher truth be revealed to you now. Ask yourself, what is the purpose for this information? What is the agenda behind it? So any form of information, teaching, channelings that may feel a little bit misaligned with empowerment, your empowerment, anything that is contradictory to rising your consciousness to connect, to also reach a level of enlightenment, well, use and proceed with higher discernment. Ask yourself if that information or that source of information is truly in alignment with the light. Is it really for the highest and best of all? So one thing that is clear with our group, with the Arcturians, is that our purpose of the teaching, the assistance that we've been providing to the Earth and for humanity and all life form is truly for empowerment. We're here to uplift, we're here to guide you, we're here to help you really succeed in setting yourself free from any illusionary paradigm that has contained the earth and maintained the earth into a very precise third physical density plane of existence, and this seemingly disconnected from either source directly, from higher beings of light, from the angelic realm, and from other very positive interstellar groups. So all these paradigms are being shifted, changed, healed, and also dismantled to restore this earth blueprint to its pristine original design, as your own soul design is also returned to its pristine form. So Arcturians like the Andromedans, the Lyrans, and other form of ET groups who are really high in consciousness, high frequency, very benevolent, the great teachers, great healers, are very here to support all of us and to empower you. So number one is always to support you in a positive manner, empowerment, uplift you, help you to heal, help you to rediscover your own true natural abilities, and so that you can spread your wings and fly, so to speak. We still, on a collective level, we just want to set the record straight a little bit and clear the air, dissipate any form of dust that may have been introduced in the collective consciousness as of lately. Now remember, spring equinox, it's all about expansion, clearing, returning to a deeper state of balance. And that's what we're doing. We are realigning ourselves from our heart center to your heart. It's a very extremely loving and supporting. So that feels good. And I wanted to share that quickly, that information with you. Beautiful. So let's take a deep breath to your heart, breathe in and release. Perfect. Let's take the time to let everything integrate with you, with divine ease, divine grace, divine beauty. And to feel this beautiful love, remember that you are made out of love from which you were created. And love is the ultimate substance and substance that binds everything together. All the stars, the galaxy, universe, planets, people, cells, everything. So you can always go back to this truth. And love is the ultimate essence of all. You can breathe into it. That's an aspect also of our essence as Arcturians. Beautiful. And now let's move into cosmic messages. We do have some cosmic messages for you. And we did say we will share before the break. So the first cosmic message is about patience. Patience means peace and action. This is something that our brothers and sisters of the Lyran have been teaching us. And the Lyrans are beautiful beings. And they said that peace is action. They have learned a long time ago that patience is also a very creative state, actually. In a state of inner patience, we become much more attuned to oneself, to our gifts, to our attuned to the quality of our thought forms, and also attuned with our emotional field. And we know that the emotional body is part of one of the layer of the subtle body, and it's one of the closest right after the etheric layer of the subtle body. So when we are patient with ourselves, with the unfolding as everything is going on right now, we move into what's called patience and peace in action. In that point, we can harvest these powerful bursts of energy for creative purposes and positive outcome. So that means you can better harvest the energy that comes from your emotional field and your mental body, combined with this peace in action, to create something much more positive as an outcome and also much more creative. You can feel a difference here at what this cosmic message of the Lyrans are about around peace. Right? It's much more profound. The other message comes from the Sirians. We know we love our brothers and sisters from Sirius. It's about courage. The Sirians understand very well that the true nature of courage is stem from a conscious evolution. We are evolving now more and more from giving our power, giving one's power to another, whether it's a stigma, whether it's an institution, whether it's whatever it represents, government structures, religion even for that matter, whatever structure that is, whether it's also from collective consciousness, cultural background, we are evolving consciously with courage to move from giving our own power to another individual or to somebody, something else, and stepping into more recognizing and embracing our own powers and that of others. Now we recognize also others as empowers individual and also the empowerment of the collective consciousness. You can feel that the word courage take a whole level of significance and how we can use that energy of courage in that sense. The last one comes from us, the Arcturians, in terms of compassion. Compassion for us, it's an act of the soul. Compassion gives you wings to uplift yourself from negative and lower energy paradigm, lower situations, mental traps, narratives, stories. It's that action of the soul, that act out of compassion and empowerment. What do you do that you, what do you still accept in your reality that is also taking your power and your energy and your inner peace? The compassion empowers you to refine your choices, to refine your decision, and also establishing healthier boundaries that is also serving the highest good of all, whether it's to teach someone valuable lessons when in terms they will extract that wisdom and it will give them a chance for themselves to empower their actions, to empower their words, to empower their thoughts. So what do you still accept now in your reality that is not aligned with that act of compassion that is also allowing negative energy to enter into your space? Yeah, compassion. We are truly emerging into a powerful time, a time to free ourselves individually and collectively from spiritual illusions. Illusions means that is anything that is no longer aligned or serves our unique expression as divine beings in a human expression. And to feel that I am the divine matrix in human physical forms. It's time to release ourselves from fear. Restriction of time, that 3D linear time, the restriction of time, any form of limitation, lack, scarcity, sense of isolation, and we become whole again. We're reclaiming our sovereignty, our wholeness, unity, consciousness, being. We're coming back to a more natural self. That it is a more natural resonance of who we are. It's a time for cultivating inner peace, even in times of turmoils or changes. And we know that we're moving through a lot of mental and emotional changes right now. So we learn from struggles, we extract what they are teaching us, but instead of allowing struggles to become an object of identification, you simply allow them to be our teachers. And like teachers, you move forward, you evolve, you graduate. That's a powerful message right here. There's no longer any need to identify ourselves with the struggles, but rather to see them as teachers so we can continue to move forward and to be able to evolve. And that's what also part of the Earth grids going on right now. The Earth grids are really evolving. It's quite called planetary maturation. So we are moving into that planetary maturation. We become much more spiritually, mentally, and emotionally mature as the new cosmic human design. That's another powerful statement right there. The Earth has entered into a much broader understanding and appreciation of her own spiritual maturation and where she's moving into. And we said, we refer to the earth as she, because the earth represents our great mother, the planet that supports us, that sustains so many diversity of life forms. It's the great mother of all, the sacred feminine energy that is selfless, absolutely showing us unconditional love. So this is why we put a she, a feminine energy, behind the earth and her expression. So there are a lot of powerful messages that you're receiving today. So feel free to listen again to the recordings. Pay attention to the words, the frequency, the intentions beyond our words. Because we're speaking also to your soul. We're transmitting a lot of information and new higher frequency to help yourself to uplift body, mind, and spirit. And this is also very much the goal, the design, the energy behind all of this. So this is why our show, Ascending with the Arcturians, are very potent. And you will feel that we are continuing to ascend in higher frequency along the way, weeks after weeks, months after months, and learning, moving from struggles, and also learning to identify with higher source within ourselves. We're going to take another short break, the last break of the show. Stay with us. We're going to do a powerful Arcturian transmission, source codes of light transmission after we come back. So make sure you stay tuned here on Transformation Talk Radio. Yes, we are transforming. Stay with us.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, Life Coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get Unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
And we are back on Ascending with the Octurians with me, your host, Vivian Chauvet, on Transformation Talk Radio. Before the break, we're sharing with you very powerful messages about a time of release, a time of expansion, a time where we are cultivating more inner peace as we are transforming mentally and emotionally as a civilization, but also as beings of light. And so we were also talking briefly about the earth grids and how much the earth has entered into a broader understanding and appreciation of her own planetary maturation. So if you look at the earth grids, whether it's the crystalline grids or the other grids, think of the grids as galactic memory portals. That's exactly also what they are. So they contain a lot of information and connections with other homeworlds. So the planetary grids also run parallel to celestial grids. And they are linked by what's called core of cosmic light, a beautiful filament of cosmic light. So if you look at the Earth grids as galactic memory portal, and those planetary grids run parallel to celestial grid, connecting to each other by those filament or those cord of cosmic light, you start to feel, to see that the earth grids are much more complex. They're multidimensional, and they are also a part of the sacred matrix. We are evolving in a such amazing, intelligent universe, just to use a semantic here. So the earth herself is really moving along further on the road of her own ascension. And we feel it in our being. We can feel even physically, our bodies are shifting and the way they require, whether it's sleep, water, substance, connections. We start to feel also that our connection with our bodies are shifting, is really much shifting. That's because the earth is also moving further along the road to her ascension, to that planetary point of enlightenment. So the crystalline grid, of course, have to be repatterned and restructured in a way that it's better support all of us as we are going individually and collectively into that mist of awakening, into our spiritual maturation, spiritual evolution. So I found that was very important to add as, you know, information, so you become more conscious, more attuned to with the sacred elements, with the earth herself, her body, and how she has a divine mother of all, the divine feminine energy is also moving in a way that that alignment with the planetary ascension. We would like to offer you right here what's called an octrine transmission. It's going to be done in a form of source code light transmission right into your heart center. Those source light codes are also, and they have beautiful, it's like, think of it as a little capsule of light that contains information. It contains information of change, it contains information of transformation. It's that beautiful supreme light encoding that you will be receiving. And we felt that what a perfect way to complete our time together of this special spring equinox with a transmission of very powerful codes of light. Would I be okay with everyone? Yes, perfect. It is a gift just received with divine ease and grace. And those source codes will continue to integrate themselves within you and will create also pattern for change. It supports you in your rising in your consciousness. It really supports you in terms of calling in new aspect of yourself. Think of it as a complete renewal, a powerful recalibration. So to receive a transmission, we lovingly suggest that you make sure you are very comfortable, make sure your spine is fully supported, feet on the ground to let the energy flow beautifully to the spine. And if you would please go ahead and close your eyes. Perfect. So let's do that right now with your eyes closed. It's a time to slow down. It's a time to let everything sink in, integrate. So just feel your breath. You may want to put one of your hand on top of your heart. Just feel your breath. The powerful rhythm of your breath, the movement of your lungs, that also invites the opening of your heart, allowing the sacred life force energy flowing through your spine, moving all the way down to the tailbone, down your legs, your feet, creating a unity consciousness of flowing energy, that beautiful quantum flow. It's a gentle grounding into your body. You feel present, clear, and well anchored into your light. And now we are proceeding with this powerful source cold light transmission that will be also transmitted directly into your heart. Remember to breathe deeply and slowly, whether you are at home, in a park, maybe in your car, safely parked, of course, from wherever you are on the planet. Feel this gentle attunement of your body. Your body also holding a higher vibration. It's a powerful vibrational shift. The transmission of ancient wisdom and higher truth. You become a beautiful, powerful frequency holder as you transform into a new, higher version of yourself. Feel that you're also restoring your connections to the multiverse, to all there is, gently, with ease, with divine grace. And also restore your consciousness and body to a multidimensional state, a beautiful multidimensional state in this holographic reality. Remember that you are holographic and multidimensional in nature. Just keep breathing with divine ease and grace. Feeling this inner chi flowing through you, nurturing every aspect of your physical form. Your body transform along the way. It's a very powerful and natural process that unfolds with ease, with grace. Allows you to clear your mind and open your higher mental faculties, allowing supreme intelligence to interact with you. Opening your higher discernment, being able to filter everything to the light and the power of your light. And we invite you to choose consciously to disconnect from old version of realities, old version of yourself. Let the past go so it can be transmuted and healed. And choose consciously to establish more meaningful connections with yourself, with others, with life, along with the earth and her sacred elements, the ley lines and the grids. It is a conscious choice. I choose to establish meaningful connections with all there is. This transmission is a complete body recalibration. So you may want to visualize, imagine or feel your entire chakras as powerful interfaces of light, new interface of consciousness that connects you to the higher version of the earth, that connects you also to the rainbow light body, that crystallization of your physical form, expanding also into your bioenergetic field, expanding into every layer of your auric field. You are beaming and glowing with this beautiful crystalline rainbow light. And just keep breathing, allowing everything to flow. This transmission also helps you to neutralize false magnetic orientation that we have been connected to as a civilization. It brings a new quantum frequency, new body structure that connects with the earth, but also connecting with the galactic memory portals and the celestial grids. Let's just take a moment to let everything integrate with ease, clearing the way, letting go of old residual attachments, three-dimensional negative patterns, unresolved soul patterns. You're letting go with old ways, old versions, no longer there is a need to identify with struggles. We are moving into this new quantum reality of unity consciousness within the new human design. Let's take a deep breath through the heart, breathe in and release. Beautiful. You're now welcome to open your eyes and return fully balanced and grounded into your space. Welcome back. Welcome back. That is very uplifting, very refreshing. I can feel it moving into my spine. It feels like this gentle, warm energy moving to my spine the entire time, opening my crown, moving into the universal chakras, and also expanding. I can feel my aura is just beaming, glowing with light. It gives space for your own soul expression, for your true light, to have a space to glow, to expand. It creates that expansion. So this transmission will continue to be with you and continue to work with you exactly for where you are now. Perfect timing, and as it is appropriate for you. Remember, it is a gift. So we were very happy to provide that for you today. The show is almost coming to a completion for today. I cannot believe we feel like we were in a time warp. Everything goes by so fast. Of course, we're here to be of service also on an individual base. I had a chance to work with many beautiful light workers from all backgrounds, from all over the world, from different countries, different cultures, different places. So we invite you to visit our website, infinitehealingfromthestars.com. And especially if you want to work with us, you're ready to take on the next step. You're ready to heal, to cleanse, to see transforming, to magnetize more energy, to activate more, to bring in new alignment. You're very welcome to work with us. And especially our signature modality, which is the Arcturian Energy Matrix Healing. This is a modality that we, myself and the Arcturian Council, we have developed over the years. It's very potent. It's really amazingly, it's core soul healing. It's transformation. It really transforms your reality and much more. So we invite you to take a look at what we have to offer. And also we offer direct guidance, what's called galactic counseling, coaching, allowing to see what is it that you are moving into and what is it you're moving from and you're ready to embrace more into your life. So we are going to be back on the next show on Friday, April 9. We're going to talk about the sacred geometry, sound alchemy, and also different ways to really help to heal yourself, balance yourself. What does it mean to move into a deeper state of restoration and much more? So you'll see that the correlation between sacred geometry and sound alchemy, and when we combine them together, it really creates miracle. And of course, there will be more cusping messages, channeling information, and so much more. There are always so much we offer on the show as we continue together on our path. Remember that we walk together. We have been with you for a very long time, and you are ultimately, you are the masters that we've been waiting for. So thank you for tuning in on to the show Ascending with the Arcturians here on Transformation Talk Radio. And we want to see you next time. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Ascending with the Arcturians with your host, Vivian Chouvette. It has been our pleasure being your host and interstellar guide. We invite you to embrace your uniqueness and authentic self. For more information on our healing services and to connect with Vivian, please visit our website, infinitehealingfromthestars.com. That's infinitehealingfromthestars.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.